Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Tzadi Ches. Mishnah will finish the perek and hopefully even start the next perek as well. Just one point from yesterday. The Gemara was discussing in Tzadi Zayin the inyan of Shtifa Mariga. So it's not only a din by the Kalim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Gimel about Koshal Bracha. It says the Mechaber, Koshal Bracha Toin Hadocha Mibifnim V'Shtifa Mibachutz. So you wash out your kos before you use it, both the inside and the outside. V'im Hunaki V'im Bo Shiure Kosos in a Tzorich. Right, if it's clean already, you don't have to. Although, according what's brought down from the Kaf HaChaim and others, the Dalpi Kabbalah, there isn't any to wash the kos anyway. If that's not available, just to wipe it with a cloth or something like that as well. This comes up anytime one is really using a kos shel bracha. So, what about by the seder? So, some are machped, in fact, to do shtifa before. Hadacha between each kos. Others, it's brought down the Dirshu says that if you have, he says like this: Im yesh b'kos shir yayin shel mitzvah kos of l'kamen tafayin gimel sifkat and sif samaches legabi kos sheni shalil haseder she'en etzricha shtifa v'hadacha. So if you have it, if you have some of the kos, the what's it called, the leftover yayin from the first kos, that would work as well. Okay, just wanted to point that out. You know, trying to bring zvachim into Mitzvah Hashem, our modern. Hopefully soon we'll have the korbanos. Okay, so we get up to Ashkechan. Starts the Gemara now. Ashkechan chotos de miskadesh bevalua. Right, we found by the chatas that whatever it touches is mekadesh. That shar kodeshim minol. How do you know this applies to other korbanos as well? So Amar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Eliezer zos haTorah laolov la mincha vla chatas vla oshem vla miluim vla zevach vla shlomim. Right, like Kaili. This is the halacha that applies to all of them. There's like a hekesh between all of these ones that are specified in the pasuk, so we can learn out that whatever happens to one of these, each one of these korbanos applies to all of them as well. The Rambam in Mike's korbanos, this is in Perek Ches Tazayin. Says the Rambam, yeah. About tachi b'madim or murim kishenivlo bo, when the flavor of the meat was absorbed, aval but nigia below vlo ain mekadeshes. But if it just touched it, but it wasn't balua, it didn't absorb into it, then it's not mekadeshes, right? Ve'echad achatas ve'echad shar kodshim bein kodshim kalim bein hamurim shnemar zos haTorah la'olav lamincha. That the same halacha applies to all these. That there's one fundamental commonality to all these different korbanos. Okay. And then we'll continue. La'ola. Ki ola ma'ola tu'una kli. Just like the ola, you need to have a kli when you're preparing it. So afko tu'una kli. Everyone else, all of them also need a kli. My kli, what could we be talking about? It's ilim and mizrak. If you can tell me it's the bull, right, that's collecting the dam, because that's what the olas were used on Har Sinai. No, that can't be pshat, because we can't learn it out from there, right? B'shalmei tzibur namiksiv behu, right? By the shalmei tzibur, it's also written by that. So vayikach Moshe chatzi hadam v'yasem v'agonos, right? That Moshe took them by the, this is in Mishpatim, that they split the dam half and half. The Malach came and helped them do it evenly. So why is it pshat that by Kabbalah Sator there had to be an exact equal amount of dam that was separated? So a lot of Meforshim, I think it's Rav Hutner who explains, if you see from here the importance of both the Bein Aron LaChavero and Bein Aron LaMakom, that's why it's equal, that one can't, the first Luchos, the second Luchos, the first five, and the second five, you know, it's not one is more important than the other, right? Sometimes people get, put the emphasis on one more than the other. Each way is incorrect. Put more emphasis on Bein Aron LaChavero than Bein Aron LaMakom, or put more emphasis on Bein Aron LaMakom than Bein Aron LaChavero. So that's what Hutner explains, that the Malach had to come. That's why it's Bedavka Chatzi Hadam, right? But Vasim Balganos. Okay, so it can't be that. So rather now it's going to be a knife. Says the Gemara Elo to Sokin. We're talking about the knife. Where do you learn that? For Ola Gufaminon. How do you know? So brings by Avraham and the Akedah. Dichsi Vayishlach Avraham es Yada Vayikach es Hamaacheles. Avraham sent out his hand. The Svarim bring down that the Avram sending out his hand, this is a tikkun for when Adam HaRishon sent forth his hand to take from the Eitz Hadas, but he takes the macheles for hosam olahu. Right there, it's talking about an ola. V'ya'alehu la'ola tachas beno. So he brought the korban up as an ola instead of his son Yitzchak. The Rambam brings this down in Ma'aseh Korban Dalid, Halacha Zayin. Says the Rambam, Kol hazvachim ein shochetin el lechatchila el besachin mechli sharis. Really, ideally, the best choice is to use a knife that's a kli sharis. However, ve'im shochet bechol davar sheshochetin bo hachulin, if you'd use a thing you could use for a regular, meaning mikasha for a regular shechita, afilu ve'krumis shelkona, even it's like the side of the, they call a bulrush, so that's kasherin, that in fact works as well to use for this. But it should be lechatchilu with the knife of a kli sharis, that's our gemara right here. Mincha, okay, so darshing the next one. Ma mincha einen necheles el zichri kahuna, just like a mincha is only eaten by the male kohanim afkol in necholin el zichri kahuna, right? So too, all these other kobonos should only be eaten by male kohanim. Maihi, so what's the connection? Where do you learn this out from? Se'i chatas v'oshem. If you can tell me by it's a chatas and the oshem, right? Behed yiksiv buhu. It says posh. It says befeirish in the pasuk. Kol zocher ba'kohanim yochalen. Right? The male kohanim are the ones that eat it. Right? So then you can tell me, no, it's by the shlom. V'yishal mitzibur. Meribuya dekro. So you learn this out from the ribuy. He's talking about the two kvasim that were brought on Shavuos, right, with the Shtei Halechim. But Kodesh HaKadoshim Tochalenu Kol Zochar Yochloso Yochaloso, right? Everyone's going to eat it, so if we have it. Salim and Asham Mitzibur She'en Nechal and El Zichri Kahuna. So this teaches me that the only ones who are allowed to eat this are the Zichri Kahuna, right? The Rambam over here now in Perek Yud, so Maisa Korbanos Halach Gimel, Ve'ein Chatas Va'ashem Shari Menachos Nechon El Zichri Kahuna Bazar, right? They're only allowed to be eaten by the male Kohanim in the Azara, Ve'ein Nechlu Behechal Nechlu, right? And if they're eaten in the Hechal, then they're eaten. Okay, fine. It's eaten, meaning Bidiyab, fine. Ve'shne'emar V'chol Minchosom L'chol Chatosom L'chol Ashamam B'kodish Kadoshim Tochlenu Kol Zachar Yoichal Aso, any male can eat it. Ve'chein Shamitzibur Harehein Kechatas V'cha'ashem Kemosh Ve'erna, right? It's the same status as explained earlier back in Perek Test, the Mefarshim point out. Okay, so Mor says, now this whole discussion really is Tanaihi. It's a machloikis in the Tanaim, right now on the top of Amud Aleph. Ikad nafgalei mehocha. One Tana learns it out from, I mean, the halacha that only the male kohanim could eat it from here, right, by the pasuk, by the mincha, right. The ika denafkale mehocha, and others learn it out by the chatas and the asham, right? That's the riboy. Chatas, not by the chatas. Yeah, I'm sorry, right by the chatas. Chatas, ma chatas miskadeshes bebalua. So now the next phrase in the pasuk is the chatas. So just like the chatas, that it's mekadeshes when it touches it. Afko miskadeshes bebalua. So too, anything else that touches becomes absorbed. With all these pasuks, it will become kaddish as well. Oshem ma oshem ein shapir v'shulya kaddish bo. So just like this, the fetal sac and the placenta are not if I explain it, why is that it's not kaddish? Because an oshem is always a male, so it's not shaykh to talk about a placenta for a male, right? So afkol ein shaber shulya kaddish bo. So too all the other kabbonis, it's not going to be founded. This is the famous case of what's called the ben pakua, where you shech the animal and then you find it on the inside as well, right? Kasavar, so this Tana holds that Vlados Kadoshim Bahavayasan Hain Kadoshim, right? That when they're Kadosh from they come Bahavayasan, meaning they're once they're born, but not while they're still in utero. Vidon Efshar Mishi Efshar. We learn out the possible from the impossible. So the halacha of the Shulya, right? From the what's the impossible? From a male. But you can learn that out from the possible. You learn out the possible. I'm sorry, I say backwards. You learn out the possible. Meaning, it could be from the keva, from the efshar, which is the chatas, which is the male. Yeah, that's it. Okay, Rabbim over here, aleph and what yud test the last halach in this parak ha'isa behemim uberis. Right, if you had a pregnant korban afa pisha kolu chadosha shel uber, even though it's a full term va'afidu nimtzachai, and even it comes out fully alive after they shechted the mommy ena male chelbo im chelev imo. Not male. If it's chaylev, we don't bring its korban as well, considering it to be like a separate. El chaylev imo bilvad. Only the chaylev from the mami goes up. Hare ho ubar ke echad me'avareha, because we assume that the ubar is one of the limbs, right? So therefore, in other words, whatever happened to the mom, if it's a shlomim, so then it's given over to the owner, right? And then there's no such thing as a chatas, but there's no things as an osham, right? I think this way I said it backwards. Yeah, I got confused. I might have misspoken earlier, right? An osham is the one that's only brought from a male. Okay, I correct myself. I think I said it backwards a minute ago. Miluim vaiter miluim. The minuim, so ma minuim mosrehen besreifa ve'ein balechayim b'mosrehen. So just like by these extra korbanos are left, so they were gotten rid of by the right. They didn't give it over them the extras. Afko mosrehen besreifa ve'ein balechayim b'mosrehen. So too all these other ones are. So if one would be like this, it would be Mekadesh two different behemoths that either one could be brought. You know, so if I lose animal number one, it's number two will be brought. If I lose animal two, number one will be brought, right? So then that one that was once the makriv of one of them, right? So then the other one is not going to be killed. It's going to be there. Shlomim continues the Gemara Nadarshning. Ma Shlomim Mefaglin Umis Paglin, right? Just like by the Shlomim that it become Pigol. Right, if you had the wrong intent, so afko paglin umis paglin. So to any other kabonos that you had them with the wrong zman would become pigle as well. But masnisa tana mishmeid Rabbi Akiva mincha ma mincha miskadeshes bevalua afko miskadeshes bevalua. So we learn over in the name of Rabbi Akiva that from the word mincha, we darshan that just like it's mekadesh anything that it absorbs it, so too any other of the kabbonos that are taught, that it touch, any other one of the kabbonos in this pasuk, anything it would touch, right, would be mekadesh as well. So itzrich, one second. You had to tell me istrich lemichtav b'mincha. You had to write this by the mincha, v'itzrich lemichtav v'chatas. And you had to write the same halacha about the balua by a chatas as well. Why? Why is it? The e ashmein and mincha. If you only would have told me the din by the mincha, I would say like this: the idea the rechicha mivlo. Right, since it's soft, of course it's going to be balua. It's going to absorb what it is. Aval chatas emelo, but a chatas is not soft. So if I would think maybe it's not going to be absorbed, the e ashmein and chatas. People said the other way that it's. Only told me the halacha by the chatas, but not by the mincha. Mishum de courier. I would say that because it's like it's got this like fat that oozes off of it, right? So therefore, aval mincha aim low, but it doesn't have the fat that there's, right? Tzrich. Therefore, you have to teach me both. Now we know in your idea that there is a difference in halacha whether there is it's fatty foods or whether it's a lean type of meat. These types of things does make a difference in halacha how much it absorbs. Obviously, the fatty foods absorb more than the lean foods. Okay, chatas continues now the Gemara. Ma chatas ein bo el min achulin uvayom uvayado hayamonis. So the distinct things about a chatas are that it's only brought from chulin, right? It's only brought during the daytime. It has to be done with the kohen's yamon, right? Yamin, yad yamin is the right hand. So afkol ein bo el min achulin bin uvayom uvayado hayamonis. So too, all these other ones have to be brought that way. I've chatas minon, so how do you know? So Amar of Chizda, Amar Kala Pasuk says, Vehikri v'aron es para chatas asher lo. Right? Aron brought the chatas that was his. So mishalo, it's from his. Right? So what do we learn from this? V'lo mishal tzibur, it wasn't a communal offering, or owned by them. V'lo mishal meiser, and it wasn't from his meiser, right? Meiser sheni, that had been taken. The Rambam brings this halacha down at the beginning of Perek Dalid. Kol HaKabonos. Ein makriven osa el bayom. It has to be done day. Shneemar bayom tzavoso es bnei Yisrael lahakriv es korbanehem on the day. So the Rambam explains the drasha is bayom below belayla, right? During the daytime you do this, but you do not bring the korbanos at night. Lefikach ein shochrin zvachim el bayom. The only time we bring korbanos is we shech them is during the daytime. The ein zorkin dam el bayom. Hashchita, that you have to do the zrika on the day itself. Shneemar b'yom hik rivo es zivcho b'yom hazvicha tihyeh hakrova. On the day of the zvicha that you shechta, you have to do the makriv as well. V'kevet sheshaku hachama nifsol hadam. Once it's after shkia, therefore the dam has set. This is by the first shkia, even though it's according to the Bein. Okay, for whatever we know, the Bein Thomas the Chiddush of the second shkia. This is the source of Soloveitchik used to point out why he was very makbid on davening mincha before the zman of shkia. As you see beferish from this Rambam, that again, the pattern, mincha is patterned after the zrikas hadam. So therefore, that just like the zrikas hadam has to be done before shkia, so too mincha has to be completed, not like the day in Tosos that says, it's interesting that some of the poskim, the chassidish poskim want to bring down, that we know by Bilam, right, from recent parshios, that that he was able to be mechavein to the moment that Hashem would get angry for a split second. The Gemara has the lashon and brachas like one out of 58,888. I think that's a split second. So the Tosfos asks, well, what could you curse, Lamaisa? How could you curse? So one says maybe just pshat claim. He's going to say one word, annihilate them, destroy them. The other pshat of Tosfos says no, that's like the opening of a door. And once the door is open, so if you can start in that split second, then you can keep going and going and going. So some of the poskim, the chassidish poskim, want to say, so okay, if you started with the zman ahead, then you can keep going after and after. But the Rav Soloveitchik was not a fan of that approach, based upon this Rambam here in the beginning of Perek Dalet Ma'aseh Korbanos. Okay, next says the Gemara, Bayom. Mi biyom savosu nafka, right? So the whole drush we had, we learned that from a different one. This one says, yeah, kedei naspa. So, I'm sorry, kedi. So someone explained, some of the meforshim explained that kedi means kidehe, like as it is, meaning you're right, it is, but it wasn't, you could have used either one of these psukim to make out the drusha. Okay. Biyadu hayamonis, the next drush we have is that the korban, the, what's it called, the chattis had to be done with the yad yamin. Midrabba bar bar chana nafka. We learn this out from the drasha from Rabba bar chana. Dom Rabba bar chana, Omer Reish Lakish, Kol Makom Shneimer Etzba Kahuna. Anytime it mentions the finger and the kahuna, Eina Eli Yamin. It must be the right hand, right? So the Gemara says, "It's true. That's true." Where's that learned out from? So the pasuk is in. That's in Yud Dalid. Let's just look that up quickly. Just read the pasuk. So it's over here. It's in Mitzora, Yud Dalet pasuk Tez Zayin. V'tovol hakohen es etzba'o hayemonis min hashemen asher akapo hasmolis v'hiza min hashemen be'etzba'o sheva pa'amim lifnei Hashem. So there the Gemara darshins out. We learn out that it has to be, the price says it has to be with the Yad Yamin. Okay. So again, the same thing. Kedi Naspa. You're right. It could have learned out from Rabbi Archama as well. If you want, you could say, no, our Bryce really holds, the town of our Bryce holds like Reb Shimon. To Omer, Etzba, lo boya, kahuna. Kahuna, boya, Etzba. The finger doesn't need the kahuna needs the finger. What does it mean? It's obvious, right? It's obvious it has to be done with the right hand. Asham, ma asham etz atzmosav mutarin, afkol atzmosav mutarin. So by the asham, it tells me that the atzmos, the bones, right, are mutar. So say too that you're allowed to have the bones. Now the one korban that you can't break the bones on, we know there's an iser d'oraisa of breaking the bones on the korban Pesach, right? For all the korbanos that you eat except for the korban Pesach, so right, all these leftover bones, and you're allowed to use them, and you can do whatever you want out of them. In the case really like the bone has like the marrow, or there's like some busters, those have to be burned up, as the Rambam rules. There is a famous chinuch. I think this might be the first time he mentions the Yesod. It's the very beginning in Tes Zayin. So the mitzvah says Shlo Lishbor Etzim in HaPesach. Right, we know that you can't break one of the bones. So the Sefer Achinach says his Yesod of Mishor Sheha Mitzvah. What's the reason why you can't break bones by the Korban Pesach? So it says Lizko Nise Mitzrayim Kemoshe Kasavnu. To remember all the nisim Hashem did for us, the gamze geza min hashorish haniskar. This is the branch from the root that we've talked about. She'ain kavod ifnei molochim v'yotzei eretz ligur ha'tzamos l'shavrim kikolovim. It's not bekovedik to act like a ben melech doesn't break bones like a dog. Lo yos lasos kacha, not appropriate. Ki'im la'aniyei ha'am hara'evim, like a poor hungry person. But that's not us. We're royalty. V'alkein b'techilas bo'ein l'hiyos segula kol ha'ami mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Kadosh, as we're becoming formed as Hashem's special nation. V'chol shon v'shon v'oysa hazman. Every year when we repeat that remembrance of the Nes when we became Hashem's people by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Roilan lasais maisim ha'marim bonu ha'mayla ha'gadola shaleinu. Law, but also Shah, right? That we should behave in the same way that we were at that moment. This is the whole thing from the action. By the way, we physical action we do, it becomes engraved in our nefesh forever. Right? Why do we have to do this? This is the Yisod. Halo bezikaron echad yale hadaver machshavtenu v'lo yishkach. And Pizarenu, just let's do one thing. Why do I have so many things to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim? Do, says the Sefer Chinuch, ki lo mechacha tispasenu azeh. It's not a good question. Machsheves hanor yesh alchel ledaber kein. It's a childish question. V'yatabani im bina shima zois v'hati aznecha v'shma al medecha l'hoyu b'torah l'mitzvos do ki ha'odam nifa kefi pe'ulasov. That a person is formed according to his actions. This is the Yesod, I believe. I think this is the first, it's early on. I think this is the first time he mentions it, but it comes up many times in the Sefer Achinach. This Yesod, ki ha'adam nifal lefi pu'ulosav. That we're formed according to the way that we act. And if we act in a dignified, royal way, then we will become, that becomes part of who we are. Right? The way that we think, the way we act, it transforms us. So that's the Yesod from the Sefer Achinach, not to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Okay. Amrava pshitli vaiters. Now, top of Amid Beis. Dam chatas lamata v'dam olu lamala ton kibus. Right? When the chatas is below and the ola is above, you have to do kibus. That if the dam hit your beged, right? Then you have to launder, as we learned the sugyas. Boy rava. Dam ola lamata. If you had the ola that went below, v'dam chatas lamala lamahu. What's the din in that case, right? Would you have to do kibbutz in this case? Mishum nogeahu, it touched. V'han nogeah, it touched. Odilma, maybe the other side to say is no. Mishum biluahu, it's only if it absorbed, right? V'ha, in this case, lo bola, didn't absorb anything. So ha'da pashta de ain tu'un kibbutz. So he asked and he answered. His own thing, he says, no, these types of begadim do not, in fact, require kibbutz. Amarava, pshitali, it's so posh, it's so obvious to me. Dam al bigdo, if you have blood stain on your beged, chotzit, that's a chetzitza. Okay, meaning between the chetzitza is talking about the mikveh and the beged. Ve'im tovachu, but the guy is a shochet, ain't a chotzeitz. It's not a chetzitza because he's used to this. It's not makpid on it. Rav of al bigdo, if he had this type of like fat on his beged, chotzeitz, it's a chetzitza. Ve'im moichir rav of who, but if he sells these types of things, that's his parnasa. He does this all day long. He's used to it. It's not makpid. Ain't a chotzeitz. So it's not a chetzitza. Boy, Rav, so I've asked the Kasha, what would the din be? Dam, Ravav, Abigdo, Mahu. What if he had both? What if he had both the dam and the fat on his beged? So what's the din? I'm going to speak up both sides of the shayla as to why it might be a chetzitza, why it might not. Again, Shulchan Aruch, again, another one, in Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis today. We start out with the Kosh Shel Bracha. Hey, let's go back a second to Kuf Samech Aleph. Beis, says the Mechaber, Kuf Samach Aleph Beis. Kol davar she'ein makpid alav ein chotitz. Anything that a person is not makpid is not going to be a chetitza. Hayadarka shel zeh lahakpid v'zeh ein darka lahakpid. if some people are makpid, some are not. With the misha darkula hakpid chotzeis, if a guy's makpid on this, he doesn't want it on his hands. So then, okay, then that is a chatitza. The misha ain't darkula hakpid, ain't a chotzeis, right? If a person's not makpid, he's used to this, doesn't care, doesn't bother him, it's not a chatitza. Ketza, what example is hay echad saba veechad v'hayyodav tzuos. The guy's a painter and he's got paint on his hands, right? Ain't had seva chotzeis al yodav. It's not yadov. It's not going to be a chetitza. Afapi sheish lo yadov mamoshos shel tzivonim. Even though there's real thick paint on there, it's not a problem. Lo hayetzav. The guy is not a painter, right? He's a He's an accountant or something. Im hayyadov tzivois v'yesh mamish v'tzeva al yadov. And now he's got paint all over his hands. Hareza chotzeitz. It's going to be chetitza. Shadayo hayavish chotzeitz v'halach in a yavish. In a chotzeitz. Sorry, I read the wrong. If it's yavish, if it's dry it is, but it's wet, it's not going to be. V'chein hanoshim, so too with women, shedarkan litzvo yedehem lenoi v'cheyot zibahen, when they paint their fingernails and stuff like that, ein oso tzava chotzitz, right? There is a shtai on the post, and what about if it starts to chip or something like that, she wouldn't go out like that, she is makpid, okay, but let's say just regular case where she has her nails all painted up, since she normally goes in that way, it's not going to be a chetzitza. Okay, but let's see the Gemara Shaila. So it says like this: Im tabachu, if the guy was a butcher, typically mishum rovav. So I could learn out that it would be a problem because he has both on it and he's machbit on the fat. V'moche rochavu, and the guy's the fat seller, typically mishum dam. The dam should be a problem because he's not used to that. He doesn't want it there. He's machbit. No, lo tzricha. It's not a problem. The avid. Ha viha. The question is like this. The guy works both. He's got two businesses. Some days he's a butcher and some days he sells fat. Achada lo kapid. So maybe on one stain he wouldn't be makpid, right? Because he's used to that. But atarte kapid. But maybe he would be makpid on two. Makes him look like a slob. He's got so much, he's got the blood and the fat. Odilma, so maybe no. Even on two. Atre nami lo kapid. Even on the second two things he's not, it doesn't bother him. It's not unusual. Okay. So teiku, it is left unresolved. Hadalach dam chatas. Okay. Let's try. The next mission will take us to the bottom of the daf. Great way to enter the Shabbos Kodesh. Going right up to the end of the daf. The Amud. Okay. Says the new Mishnah. Tavul yom mechusa kippurim ein cholkim bekodshim leechol le'arv. So a person who is a tavul yom, meaning he went to the mikvah all that day, and now he's waiting for Herb Shemesh in order to complete his tahara process, or mechusa kippurim, a person who hasn't yet brought his korban to complete it, like a zav or a mitzora, right? They're not allowed to eat. Then they don't get a chelik in the kodshim, like anybody else would, right? To eat it that night. Onein nogev ein makriv. So an onein is a person who, unfortunately, has lost one of their seven krovin, their mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, or a spouse. So it's before the kavura. So the halacha is nogev ein makriv, that he's allowed to touch it, but he's not tamei, but he can't be makriv the korbanos. He's not allowed to get a chilek of the korbanos that are brought. Bale mumin, if a person, a kohen who has a mum, bein bale mumin overin, bein bale mumin kavuin, whether it's a temporary mum or it's a permanent mum, cholkin v'oichlin, they get a chilek and they're allowed to eat, avalo makriv, but the bale mum, a kohen who has a bale mum, is not allowed to actually be makrivit. We explained previously that their job was to go through the wood to take out any of the worms to make sure that it was appropriate, because it's not b'kavodik to put the wood that had worms on it on the mizbeach. So the clause like this: Kol she'ein roi la'avoda ein cholik b'basar. Anybody who can't do the avoda on that specific day doesn't get a chelik. V'chol she'ein bo lo b'basar ein lo b'oros. And anybody who doesn't get any of the basar doesn't get any of the skins, the hides of them, because the kohanim get them as well. But it's all or nothing. Afilu tami b'shas zrika v'damim zrikas damim v'tor b'shas hekder. Even if you have a coin, he'd be tame at the time when they did the zrika, but when they did they put the murim on the fats by on the night time, he's now tor ein cholik b'basar. He does not get a part of the basar. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, hamakriv es dam hashlamim v'yasachiliv b'nei Aaron lo sihiye shok hayamin lamana. So those the b'nei Aaron, the kohanim who are makriv them, I get it. But if you couldn't do the Zrika, you couldn't be the Zrika Saddam, then you're not going to get a chilek of the Basar as well. Okay? That brings us now to the end of the Mishnah. Meretz Hashem, Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. Meretz Hashem, we should be zoiche that this year we'll be able to learn the daf on Tisha B'Av together, because Mashiach will be with us in the rebuilt Yerushalayim.